When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Got a four-man Junks show getting you through this Tuesday, December 3rd. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is also here.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning to you. John Paul Flame here, too.
Stayed up a little too late watching that Monday Night Football game, but it was fun. A
lot of points scored in that one. And Eric Bickle, that rounds out your Junks foursaw.
Buddy. I gotta warn you something. I'm going to put it out there. It's embarrassing, but I'm going to put it out there. So my teeth are bothering me again.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. Yeah.
And I had to call. I had to get amoxicillin because obviously something else was going on. I got another infection or something. And then I was reading about how garlic is a natural, it's a natural antibacterial, I think it is.
Okay.
And it has some other pain reliever things.
Also so keeps vampires away in case you're worried about that.
Well, to keep your wife away, yeah. I promise you that. I was chewing on garlic cloves last night. So, and now I was just drinking milk and eating yogurt, which is supposed to offset the effects of it. But if I reek of garlic,
I apologize.
I don't know if I like garlic, but I'm not like off put by it. Like if somebody's eating garlic, it doesn't affect me.
When I smell it on a human, it's repulsive.
Whole Flakes, he had garlic bread with his dinner last night.
Well, I like that, too.
Bread isn't delicious.
I like that. But when I smell it on a human,
You're repulsed by it.
It's repulsed by it. And I'll tell you, have you guys ever chewed on a little garlic things or whatever?
Never.
The pain reliever aspect of it is incredible. That's like, it's unbelievable.
Has healing powers? I didn't know.
Well, unbelievable.
There's also an old school thought that it's a remedy for never being sick. Like if you
my
eat
buddy
garlic,
takes it when he has a cold.
Yeah, I got a friend who takes it like a pill every day.
Okay,
garlic, and he says he hasn't been sick in a decade.
Didn't Larry King trumpet it?
Like for your heart.
I feel like 25 years ago,
it's Larry King.
When we were driving to work, and I would hear commercials on WJFK during the Don and Mike show. It was Larry King promoting garlic.
100%.
Love those bits.
But I didn't know the power of it. I was like, let me just try this garlic thing. Let me just see. And I took a big ass thing. It was about this big. It was about the size of a Super Bowl. I put it in my mouth. I started chewing it. When you chew it, there's something in there. I think it's called acillin
All right.
that is released. Within 30 seconds, my mouth was on fire. Mm. It felt like I put Novocaine. First of all, the pain relieving felt, you feel it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too much.
Yeah.
I had to go over to my sink and just spit it all out. I thought I almost nuked my mouth. Like I'm an idiot.
Didn't you go to the dentist last week for the root canal?
I had the root canal 2 weeks ago, right? And I'm supposed to wait to go to my regular doctor for other things. And then my mouth has a lot of issues. I started to feel pain again, and I've learned that means there's some sort of bacterial infection. So I just immediately called and said I need amoxicillin. And so, but it takes a day or two. It takes a day or two for it to kick in.
Right, you got to take it for 10 days.
Yeah, and I get
finish the regimen.
I get to take it. He tells me you can take two for the first dose. Here it is.
big pill jar.
But it takes 24 hours and 36 hours for it to kick in. Hmm. And again, I've said this to you guys. You guys are blessed. You got great kids, great wives, great families, all of you. Great, everything. Hmm. You don't have tooth pain. Might be your greatest blessing.
Well, yeah, blessed
because
by that.
Tooth pain is excruciating. So,
well,
anyway.
I'm glad that you went to the dentist a few weeks ago because you reminded. Yeah, and when I went 3 weeks ago, he said, you got a cavity. So I got to go in and fill the cavity next Tuesday. Not very happy about it. It's only my second cavity ever. But I'm glad you told me about it because I wouldn't have gone to the dentist probably.
Had you felt any pain before?
No, it was pretty
I sometimes
minor.
Wonder about those cavity diagnoses.
No, yeah,
no he showed it to me on the x-ray. He goes, here it is.
You see the cracks. You see the lines. the darkness.
I just look at the x-rays. I'm like, whatever. I mean, it's usually...
I'd rather do it because I assume that if I don't do it and I don't get it filled, then eventually it's going to start giving me pain.
I go so often. Like, next time I go, I'm telling him, no x-rays. Like, I don't care.
Keep the radiation away.
Yeah, I mean, I've had enough x-rays.
Right.
So let's just guess, or let's just do nothing, or do your best instinct. No more x-rays. I had like 4 or 5 a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing another 4 or 5 today. Just not doing it. Even though they say now they have it dialed down. It's not like it used to be. It's very, very specific.
It's like when I tell my doctor, don't hit me on the knee with the hammer. I don't need it. My reflexes are good. I have the reflexes of a cat.
Test.
I don't like it when he hits me on the knee with a hammer. So
who does?
Nobody likes it.
Anyway, right. Drab, have you ever done it? Have you ever chewed and felt that? Do you guys know, like, have you ever had anything? You guys are like the healthiest guys ever. Have you ever taken like a Novocaine patch or felt anything?
Never.
An Ambisol? Have you ever used Ambisol in your mouth for like a cold sore or something? Like that numbing effect?
Not really.
I've had some canker sores in my mouth that hurt like a bastard, but I don't think I've ever used the Ambisol. No.
Like something like that. That pain thing, that relief that you get, that feeling, the garlic gives that to you.
Didn't know that.
It's amazing.
Hmm.
Now, you smell like ass, probably.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Tell me if you think I smell.
Oh.
I did what you're supposed to do to... fight it.
You brushed your teeth. You used Listerine this morning.
I used mouthwash this morning, but as I was taking it, I did yogurt and milk.
Listerine.
I drank milk. That's
what
offset.
I don't know if that's going to be a good combo to breathe into my face.
No, I won't breathe in your face. I'll breathe near you.
All right, I'll try to catch a whiff.
All right.
I mean,
not too bad.
I blew my nose this morning, so I should be at 75% or 80% of smelling capacity.
Not too bad.
I didn't smell anything too offensive.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
So I think you're good.
Casey, did you see your guy? Your beard looks nice and tight.
I saw my man Jonathan pre-Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Now it's going to start.
I'm just noticing it today.
It's going to start getting unruly because I won't maintain it. And then I'll have to go back pre-Christmas, which is, 22 days away? You sleep on the fact that Christmas is 22 days away.
No, I don't, because today is December 3rd. It's my 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it's 25 years.
What's on the docket for the year 25 anniversary?
I don't know. It's a good question. Dinner somewhere.
Taco Tuesday.
She might want to go somewhere a little nicer than Taco Tuesday.
Nice. Maybe your annual.
That's going a little too far. Can't I just start with a dinner?
Yeah. It's a bridge too far.
So, right, Matt, 25 years.
That's impressive. Silver. You got to get her silver.
I got her something. I don't want to say yet because she hadn't opened it. I don't want her to get back to her. No, I got her something. Yeah. A little nicer.
Open Road Distillery gift card.
Did you actually, hold on. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Can I say this? Did you open the cheeks or did you get hooked?
No, no. I opened the cheeks.
You did.
Very good.
See about.
Are you sure you didn't re-gift?
That's pretty expensive.
That's a pretty good
outlay. I spent
that
on a plane ticket yesterday.
You can give Babe here some Scotty's vodka.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I had to go on a plane ticket, I would have spent that too.
Yeah.
Would you spend that?
I bought my wife like $5,000 diamond earrings at one point.
Yeah, that's a pretty. That's
20
pretty
years ago.
One.
Yeah, but
no,
what about 25
kidding.
Years?
Within 7 or 8 years, yeah.
When was your 25th anniversary?
I don't know.
2 years before.
So he's not going to remember what he got.
I feel like you were married in 96. So do
I was
math.
Married in 96, but I think I got that maybe like for 20th anniversary or something.
All right.
I think I'm like on 28.
Use your Golfdom gift card to get her a nice skirt?
No, I didn't. Sure there was no gift cards involved.
No re-gifting.
No.
It wasn't like in your mom's drawer.
No,
and
it was not. Not in my mom's drawer. Where would my mom's drawer be?
I don't know. Like when you cleaned out the house and you had some nice jewelry, and then you said,
no,
oh, this is going to be silly for 25th anniversary.
It's a very nice gift.
Right. Good for you.
So 25 years.
Excellent. What do you think she's going to give you?
She got me. I told her I didn't want anything. She's got us. I woke up this morning, walked down to my kitchen, and there was a picture of her and I.
Oh, very nice.
Happy 25th.
Also, a FanDuel Reload
card. Did you get a
coming.
Creeper?
No, but I might later.
You might get a creeper today?
Possibly.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching something on TV.
He's an emotional guy.
He's an emotional guy.
Yeah.
I was watching something on TV yesterday, and I got a creeper thinking about just the evolution of life.
Right,
and
passage of time.
Everything's passing.
Your mortality.
Maybe it was a Hallmark movie.
Oh, you can't watch
it. It was probably a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Eric, yeah. I'd cry too if I spent that much and I got a picture.
Yeah, but Matt, I told her I don't want anything.
Yeah. Because you're a miser.
Because if I spend it,
I'm spending
it on myself.
Yeah, yeah. Understood.
There's no income on that side.
I got a creeper yesterday because I can't hit my tight draw anymore. Right? I'm a new driver. I'm just hitting a little.
I probably won't play golf until freaking. I mean, unless I go south, I'm probably not going to play
Badge
until
of honor.
March.
Badge of honor. My foursome was the only group on the golf course yesterday.
I can't believe you played. It was 30 degrees.
So cold.
32 degrees.
There's no way it was fun. Don't tell me it was fun.
Wasn't fun. No, it's fun when you like have a good hole.
Of course.
But
the
what's not fun.
Four and a half hours
here's
was
what's not fun.
Fun.
Here's what's not fun. Hitting a 80-yard 60-degree wedge, straight up in the air,
right.
Basically perfect, hitting the green.
Right. And it goes...
Yeah, the ice green.
Yes.
And then it rolled 40 yards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you know is going to happen when you're playing in 30
degrees. Did not know that.
Oh. Well, now you do.
I didn't know that.
Super firm greens.
I'm playing with guys. I think I told these guys. Did I tell you on the air yet? I play with a group of guys that bought a drill last year to drill their tees into the ground.
What?
Because in the winter, the ground's so frozen,
you
can't get your tee in the ground. Mm-hmm. So they have in their bag a drill.
You need Hercules to put it in.
It's a dedicated group?
That is. That's a group that thinks of
now,
everything.
Now, I'm not sure it's helping me or hurting me.
I'm just worried that one of these guys might keel over. It's so cold. You play with the oldsters.
Well, they have heated vests.
Yeah, I got my heated vest.
And I gave him the link. He bought it within 2 seconds. Valdez bought it immediately. He didn't even investigate it. He just looked at it and said, "Oh, I need that. And he ordered it right away.
Matt, are you playing this week? It's going to be 40 degrees tops all week.
Here's the problem is that they send out the tee times. Mm-hmm. There's a group of about 30 people, mm-hmm. all right, that you can
that
claim.
Will play that, at this time.
Well, I don't know if they will, but there's a group of 30 people. We got
that
a whole
diehards.
Hidden Creek
yeah.
group chat and everything. And they send out the tee times for the mornings on Saturday and Sunday. And then the guy said, this is for all you sickos.
Yeah.
All right. So they have the times claimed. Now, I don't want to be the first one that claims the time, and then all of a sudden they have to back out because I'm the only person who has a tee time. So I'm waiting for other people to see if they will play, because I would definitely be down to play, especially on a bye week on Sunday.
Don't let anybody bully you.
Well, I just don't want to be the first. I don't want to be the first one to commit
because it's embarrassing.
Kind of.
You're that desperate to play?
A little bit.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten an email from the old man group about Wednesday. Right. So I don't.
Actually, Wednesday's going to be the warmest day. I think 42 degrees.
I know. I saw that.
No, but here's the thing, and I've learned this.
I love playing golf, but I cannot play in 30s and 40s. I can't do it.
I understand that.
I'm prepared for it.
I'm not mocking you.
I'm not prepared for it.
My stance used to be 50 plus.
Right.
Okay? But now I got into with these sickos, and they sent me videos of hitting balls off frozen lakes. They're sick. And so now they've dropped. Now I've tried it here, but here's what I have learned: if the sun's out, this is a newsbreaker bulletin, whatever.
Play
breaking
the
news
sounder.
Breaking news sounder. Yeah. The sun is remarkable. When the
but
sun
he
is
pretty important.
The sun's remarkable. When the sun's behind the clouds,
yeah,
it feels like it's -200.
Yeah.
When the sun pops out,
it helps.
It feels like it's 80.
Of course. Well, as long as it's not windy.
Same thing with the wind. When the wind's blowing.
The wind's blowing, it feels like it's -200.
Sure.
As long as it's not windy.
No. I never pay attention. You know I don't pay attention to that stuff.
I know,
attention.
Head in the sand.
But when you're out there in 32 degrees and the sun hides behind a cloud, and now you literally think you're going to freeze to death.
Oh.
You notice.
Sure, you better bring that hot chocolate.
But then
out of
the sun comes out, it's like the gates of heaven open. And all of a sudden, you feel the warmth immediately. It's an incredible.
He's just not realizing how important the sun is.
Right.
And
he said he doesn't notice the moon ever. He probably never noticed the sun.
No, I noticed the sun.
Besides the fact that you can see.
Okay, first of all, there is sarcasm, as you like to say. I am involved in sarcasm.
I know.
But you never, I would say this, when it's 70, why is this? Why is it when it's, say you're at the, when it's 70 degrees and the sun hides behind the clouds, you don't notice as much when it pops in and out between clouds.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's 30 degrees and it hides behind the clouds, you notice it like so much.
It's a psychological thing because it's not an actual difference in temperature, that much of a difference in temperature.
Oh, no. It feels like you put a heater on
my
skin.
No, I understand. What I'm telling you, you're not listening to me. It's a psychological thing. Because it's going to be sunny.
Hold on.
It's going to be a sunny day today.
Yeah.
But the temperature is still going to be in the 30s. So if the sun was behind the clouds, it still would be in the 30s, and you'd say, ooh.
No. If the sun was behind the clouds, the temperature would drop to 20.
No, incorrect. I'm sorry, it's just incorrect.
I respectfully disagree.
At the peak of the day, the temperature is not going to be that much of a difference.
I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
When the sun is behind the clouds, if I took a temperature,
there's not a 15 degree temperature.
It's a good sun difference. Montage, Valdez.
No, it feels like that.
I know it feels like it, but I'm telling you, it's a psychological thing because
I don't think my brain's that smart.
It's going to be, look. All right. Forget it.
Indisposed.
Will we get a blister in the sun?
I don't know.
So
I saw them live at the HF Festival. They were pretty good.
The Femmes?
The Violent Femmes,
oh,
yeah.
Matt Valdez, did you, Matt Valdez is going to the Army-Navy game in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's got a lot of planning
and
behind the scenes.
He's taking a Chariots for Hire van there with him and his, like, 15 buddies.
There's 17 total people.
17
yeah.
people.
Oh, my God. What a drunk fest.
And he's trying to get a hook job for the parking space the stadium.
Do you have Chariots for Hire? You already got them locked
in? Yeah, I already got them locked
up. I hooked them up on that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you need a specific bus/RV pass
right.
for the lots when you have a large bus. But I found out yesterday that the academies control the RV and bus passes.
So you need someone from Navy to reach out. And of course,
We are Team Army.
Oh, you're Team Army.
Okay,
but you have connections at I'm Team Navy.
I'm Team Navy.
Just Team Annapolis. Navy.
Oh, Army beat Navy.
Yeah.
So I contacted the people at Northwest Federal.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
they don't control it.
Mm. And they said, you know, why don't you try SeatGeek on the secondary market? Do you know how much an RV pass for the secondary market goes for?
I would say
$250.
$400.
$1,300.
Well, you're not going to do that, obviously.
Well, if there's 17 people and everybody pitches in.
A Hunsky?
I think it would come out to about $140 a man.
Uh-huh. All right.
There's also a way that someone can get a regular parking pass, go up to the game, kind of reserve a spot in the lot, and then the bus can drop you off like at the ride share. Then you just walk on over.
Sounds like a lot of moving parts.
Trust me, I'm playing Tetris over here.
Yeah.
So the connection from Northwest Bank yesterday couldn't help you because of that fact.
Yes, because they don't control the RV bus lots. It's the academies have control over it.
I was hoping to hook you up.
I know. I appreciate it. Thank you. Shocker. Yeah, we had one hookup, and I went after
you want
it.
To just try J-Dub? Just try J-Dub, see if he has the same answer?
I will definitely reach out to J-Dub
you should do that.
Biting the bullet for
$1,300. Exhaust all your resources.
Because he actually works for the team. Your connection with Northwest, isn't it just the rich person that spends money there?
His connection's right here.
Well, they own the naming rights to the stadium.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a lot of...
They should have some clout.
Clout, okay. And they have a lot of things disposable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But Jason will be the backup plan. If that doesn't work, then we're kind of scrambled.
Well, mm-hmm. I think somebody from Navy that listens to the show can help you out.
Well, they're not going to get sliced with that. I told them I'm Team Army.
Yeah,
well,
why would you say that?
Because I'm Team Army now. I am Team Army.
Why?
Why so vociferous behind
the Army?
Because
his group is Army.
Yeah, because the first time I went in Philadelphia, it was with everyone who was Team Army, and they said, we're going to convert you, and by the end of the day, they converted me.
And they
won.
I think it's great.
I get sized to sing second.
My nephew is in the Naval Academy. He's a whatever sophomore is. What is this?
I don't know what they're
second
called.
Second year?
Yeah.
I don't know. They call them plebes and all that stuff. I don't know.
Plebes are like the freshmen. Or, yeah. The incoming freshmen, I think.
The plebers.
The plebes are the ones that have to climb the grease pole and grab whatever's at the top of the pole.
I think he had to do all that. I think he's a sophomore, whatever a sophomore is. I guess it's a sophomore.
Yeah, probably a sophomore.
He'll be at that game. But I'm definitely the group
goes every year.
Yeah.
No matter where it is.
Hmm.
Spend a lot of money for their tickets, too.
Right.
Or donate a lot of money.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
There's nothing more patriotic. If you love college football, you have to go to an Army Navy game. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's right here in the city. I mean,
I'm starting to fall back in love with college football. I've been out for 4 years, busy every Saturday, so I'm starting to get back into it.
With 2 weeks left.
Yeah, but I mean, for the future.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, we've got Neil Greenberg joining us from the Washington Post. He'll be on the show at 7:40, and we'll talk to Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders for his weekly segment. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. When we come back, we'll recap the wild Monday night game in Denver between the Browns and the Broncos. We'll do that next here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. So a wild one in Denver last night for Monday Night Football as the Browns were in town to take on the Broncos.
I was too tired. I didn't see any, but I just saw highlights. You guys have to break it down.
Well,
I know JP and Drab stayed up for the entire game.
No. I didn't stay up for the whole game. I watched back-to-back long touchdowns, which was in the third quarter. Bo Nix threw one to Mims, which I believe was 93 yards.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw it 50 yards.
It was a laser, too. It was right on stride.
And it was, I mean, there was a corner right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a beautiful ball. And then Cleveland got the ball back, and I think Jerry Jeudy had a monster game.
Jeudy had a crazy game.
Caught a long
game.
Touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Crowd would boo Jerry Jeudy.
Right.
He would taunt the crowd. I believe after the game, he even said something to his former coach.
Right. Revenge game for Jerry Jeudy.
And it was a revenge game for Jerry Jeudy.
I mean, he was crushing.
I eventually put it down because I had a vested interest in that game. It was a long shot of long shots. But in my high-stakes fantasy league, I'm 10-3 because I did take the L.
Mm-hmm.
But I had Denver's defense.
Oh, yeah.
Two pick sixes.
I had two pick sixes. I ended up coming up 4 points short because...
I was the same way as me.
Now, if...
Because I listened to Dave Richard and didn't play James Cook, and I played Chuba Hubbard, who was a dud. Those things happen.
Yeah.
But Jameis Winston's a fun watch. He's just, I don't know.
He threw 58
everything about
balls.
It.
Well, plus, also, the Browns realize, I mean, Nick Chubb isn't what he used to be. He's trying to fight his way back from a gruesome injury.
They weren't even putting him on the field.
And their only way to win is on the arm of Jameis Winston. They can't run the ball like they want to. They have to throw it. They have to chuck it with Jameis, and this is a perfect type of game for him.
Yeah.
This is just like go out and throw it nearly 60 times and try to get us to a win. Now, when you throw it almost 60 times, sometimes you're going to throw it to the other team. He did
there
it
were five
times.
Interceptions in the game.
Right.
Bo, Nix threw two. Winston threw three. Winston threw two pick sixes.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was horrible. I don't know about the second one. I didn't see the second one. The first one he threw was just really bad.
The first one, if you watch the film,
I mean,
I think the guy's name is Nick Bonino.
Yeah.
The linebacker.
He's having a great year.
If you watch that play, he covered three guys on that one play.
Did he?
Now, he was obviously in a zone,
mm-hmm.
but he picked up a tight end, I believe. He picked up a crosser, and then ultimately the throw, which I think was to a tight end, he picked off. But, you know, when you throw the ball that many times, yeah. you're probably going to get picked off, and that's what Jameis is known for. He had the 30-30 season,
no, you're right.
30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. He's funny. After the game, he said he's praying to God that
he got it. We have it. Yeah, we have the audio.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Deliver me.
That's funny. But you're right. If you're going to drop back 60 times, you're going to throw picks. I'm sorry. Every quarterback is going to do that.
Bo Nix's first interception, incredible play. It was, I think it was Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
Pretty good throw. Denzel Ward just put his arm, you know, like a fist. At the last second, the ball just popped up like 20 yards and popped up for an interception. It's really an indictment to me when I watch Jameis Winston on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And they flash the side-by-side statistics of the Cleveland offense with Deshaun and the Cleveland offense with Jameis. The passing yards with Deshaun, the passing yards with Jameis, the points, everything is night and day. Like Cleveland actually has a competitive team now.
Right.
They beat the Steelers. This game was competitive. Look, the Broncos, much like the Commanders, have a rookie quarterback and are 8-5.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good defense. Bo Nix, I don't know. I'm not super impressed with Bo Nix. I know he's putting up some numbers. That was a really nice pass to Mims. He throws a lot of. When I was watching it, now he did. He did take some shots downfield.
He didn't get sacked though.
He's showing development because in the first couple of weeks he was god awful. Now again, a rookie quarterback. He's going to take his lumps, but he's developing. Look, there's something there to work with.
Jaden is having a really good year for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some games you say, all right, well, he looked like a rookie, but the team's got 8 wins. Bo Nix's team has 8 wins. So,
well, the reason why I put stock in Bo is because A, of all the college experience that he had, and B, had Sean Payton.
Yeah, Sean Payton can coach.
He's a quarterback guru.
He can coach.
And so I was like, well, that's a great fit for him.
Yeah, it really is.
Great fit.
Although and he's hated not the most Russell talented. Wilson.
Yeah, he didn't like Russell.
Right,
Russell
Wilson.
I watched a little montage yesterday.
Exactly. It was a terrible fit.
Of Sean Payton just grilling Russell Wilson over and over again.
Well, because Payton, he wants the offense run in an exacting type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell Wilson didn't want to run it the way Sean Payton wanted it operated.
Right.
So, of course, there's going to be a clash of those two big egos going at it. Like, if you're Payton and Russell Wilson isn't running the offense the way you want,
I'm not playing him.
Then you got to get rid of him and draft the guy that is going to run the offense to your specifications. And that's Bo Nix.
But there were some crazy numbers. You mentioned Judy. He had 235 yards on 9 catches, 13 targets, 9 catches. Averaged 26 yards a catch, did score a touchdown. David Njoku, their tight end for Cleveland, had a couple touchdowns. For Denver, you mentioned the two pick sixes. Bo Nix did throw a touchdown to Marvin Mims, who had 3 catches for a 105, and one of them was a really long one, and the 93-yarder. And then there was a couple of short rushing touchdowns. I think Michael Burton had one and Javonte Williams had one. So 41-32, Denver is, you know, if the playoffs started this week, Denver's in.
Yeah.
They were 8-9 last year. They weren't bad.
Yeah. But they're better this year.
They're definitely better this year.
Yeah. They got a better quarterback fit.
Yeah, that throw you're talking about, that first throw, that was a seed. That was a great throw.
I don't understand how JP's not impressed by him.
That was a great throw.
I mean.
Perfect.
I've just seen some of the analytics numbers. Like I said, if you looked at, and just one guy's opinion, but Seth Walder put out a report card on the rookie quarterbacks, and he gave Bo Nix a B- and pointed out that a lot of the passes are short and easy.
Well, that's really good throw.
That's fine. You can't take
that's
a positive. Like, yeah. I see. Like, if you can run the offense effectively, and your coach is scheming it up so that you're not throwing a bunch of high danger Jameis Winston pick balls,
right? Like, I think the great example, so I kept bringing it up yesterday, was Will Levis. Will Levis can't hit those short, easy throws consistently, but he can make a wow sideline, tight window throw occasionally. And like Jaden said, what was the difference this week and last? Remember how last week or 10 days ago, whenever the hell it was, we played the Cowboys or whatever game it was, and we had like 3 points at halftime, and it was embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. We couldn't get anything going offensively, and he's like, because we're taking the short, the easy stuff, and we're staying ahead of the chains.
Yeah,
we're staying ahead of the chains.
Yeah, like it's okay when Jaden does it, but now it's a knock when Bo Nix does it.
Well, no, JP doesn't like it when Jaden does it.
Look, it's kind of knocks. You want me to be impressed? His QBR was below average last night. He didn't have a good game last night. He had a 41.4 QBR last night.
Well, the two picks hurt.
His passer rating was 65.7.
What about your coveted QB win stat? He got the win.
He did. I'll give him that.
I mean, you could say
it's
this.
It's a big picture.
I'm just saying. I look at it.
Am I supposed to be wowed by him? I don't think he's going to be.
I don't think you should be wowed by him, but I think
he's
going to be solid.
He's going to be solid.
But
he might be solid.
This is what I'm impressed by. He's got 8 wins for a team that, let's be honest, even though they were 8-9 last year, they weren't as good as this year. And he's got 17 touchdowns. All right, he's got 8 picks. He's probably going to throw, you know, 12 picks this year. He's probably going to have 20 to 22 touchdowns for a rookie. I'll take that.
And also, name one wide receiver or tight end outside of Cortland Sutton that he's throwing the ball to of any sort of note. I mean, he's throwing the ball to a seventh rounder. Is it Devon Vele? Like, that guy's playing. Like, he doesn't have a lot of good weapons to throw the ball to. Like, wait until you add another piece or two to Cortland Sutton and the guys that are there now.
Yeah. I use my eyes, and I saw Bo Nix.
That's what I use.
Throw a ball over the middle heavy traffic and just place it on Mims' fingertips.
Threaded the needle.
I mean, not all quarterbacks can make that throw. And when Drab says I need to see a throw like that, mm-hmm. I kind of understand what he's saying now. It's like throws like that. Look, kind of separate.
I went harder than anybody on Bo Nix above in the average beginning of the season. I was calling him Bo Picks. The guy couldn't get out of his own way. He looked
really
like
hard.
He looked like he needed to be benched.
Yeah,
and for he's him learning. To be, he's learning, to be yeah. where he is now from weeks 2 and 3, pretty good turnaround.
But like Eric said, I mean, when you have Sean Payton as your quarterback coach, well, your head coach, but he's a quarterback coach.
Yeah,
for a lot of these guys, I mean, he's just really good. He knows what he's doing,
and it's not like he just. Lucked into.
He's winning everywhere.
It's not like he just lucked into Sean Payton. Sean Payton sought him out.
Yeah, he wanted him. He wanted
like the
Bo Nix.
Quarterback guru said, yeah. "I like that guy. I want to work now." Would he rather work with Jaden or Caleb? Probably, but he didn't have that opportunity. But he said, "Hey, I like that guy. I'm gonna." Did they trade up for him, or they just held steady?
Held steady.
I think because they
all the other guys
were gone.
I don't think people thought Locke was going to go that high.
I'm pretty sure the Broncos got lauded because they got the guy they wanted without having to trade up for the guy that they want.
Yeah, right. They just stood
pat. In the AFC right now, just kind of giving the playoff standings, the Bills have already won their division. All right, so they're the one seed. I'm sorry, they're the two seed. The Chiefs haven't won their division, but they've clinched. So two teams in the AFC have clinched, Chiefs and Bills. Mm-hmm. The three is right now the Steelers, who have a couple game lead over the Ravens. And then Houston is the four because they got a couple game lead over the Colts. Your 5, 6, and 7 right now are maybe not in this order, but Baltimore, the Chargers, and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Broncos have some tough outs in the next few weeks. They've got to play the Chargers on the road. They've got to play the Bengals on the road. And then they've got to play the Chiefs.
I don't know if the Bengals are that tough.
Well, I mean, they're going to score.
Yeah.
But then they got to play the Chiefs. So let's see what happens. But right now, they're in.
There's no one else even really competing for those wild cards.
Correct. Right. They got a pretty sizable lead over most of those other teams.
Yep. All right, we'll talk more NFL at 7 when we'll hit the skins. And don't forget, we'll be joined by Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post coming up at 7:40 here on The Fan. All right, two health-related issues. One for me, one for somebody else, maybe in the other room. I woke up with a crick in my neck.
Oh.
And it's better, but it's not 100%. I feel like our old sales guy, Tim McWilliams from Fairfax.
Mm.
Nobody understands that reference, but he was a sales guy whose neck was like, I think
he had a fusion or something.
Maybe his neck was fused, like you said. Oh, yeah. And he just didn't have full range of motion in
his neck.
I think
he fell off a roof or something.
Yeah, he had like an issue.
He literally couldn't turn his neck.
He'd walk around like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, how you guys doing? And instead of turning his neck, he'd turn his whole torso and upper body.
We couldn't let it go, so we would mock him about it every day.
And he was the nicest guy ever.
Nice
guy. He was like a hustler sales guy. Like,
right.
Down to his
bones. I hope
he's
still with us.
Guy. I hope he is, too. And I hope he's... figure out his neck issue.
But I'm sure he hasn't.
There's still about 30% of it. Now, it was raging when I got out of bed. I must have just been sleeping in a weird position.
Mm-hmm.
And do any armchair doctors know how to get rid of a crick in your neck and upper back? Because it's still affecting me. I was driving in with my neck pressed against the back seat of my Hot Wheels car like this. And... if I needed to look over my shoulder, I would do this, one of these bits.
That's how bad it was?
It's pretty bad. Now, it's still affecting me, but I'm a warrior. I'm going to get through it. But if anybody has any tips to help me ease the pain,
well, you need someone to get in there and just get the blood flowing.
Like
you need to stretch it.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily a chiropractor. You just need someone to get in there with their thumbs.
You're probably right.
Hey, you've given me so many neck rubs throughout the years.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to return the favor.
I mean, maybe that's what I need. We'll give that a run. So that's my health issue. The other person's health issue is behind the glass. And Drab's going to need to get on the mic because yesterday he was like fiending to go out to CVS post-show because he needed some lip balm. I guess my talk about the chapstick over the last few days and it being a necessity.
And a few weeks ago, he said you don't need lip balm every day.
He may be making a big heel turn.
Well, I'm telling you, you got to carry that Aquaphor around with you.
I just bought it. First of all, this little dumb little stick was $8.
I know, it's expensive.
$8.
Aquaphor is expensive.
This dumb little thing right here.
It's Aquaphor, not lose it.
Because I always thought that, and the day or day after Cake said he carries chapstick everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
Barstool put out a thing and it said, like, here's a list of the least manly things a guy can do.
Yeah.
It said using chapstick was one of the top ones. And I said, this is perfect. That's such a cakes thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my lips over the last like 4 days, my big luscious lips have just splintered and blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Got a big, the as dryness. Cakes calls it, a canker sore on my lips.
Right. We call them canker sores. You don't call them canker sores? You call them cold sore?
Some people call
same
it
thing.
Maybe herpes.
I don't know. Herpes.
It's not herpes.
It might be that, you know, there's two different versions of herpes. Doesn't mean
cold
it's
sores are
one.
Herpes.
Yeah, I think generally, I think that's
you
true.
Got herpes simplex 1 and herpes simplex 2.
So now, right. I've never spent $8 on one single lip balm. That has to be like a fancy, like medicated, like
Aquaphor.
Aquaphor. Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
$8 is very high end. Lip balm.
It was an emergency. I needed the good stuff.
So do you think you're dehydrated? Or you think it's just the dry air outside?
Dry air, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll do it, man.
I think also if you're dehydrated, it can factor.
Well, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a glass of water. Maybe 2013.
Really?
Well, probably.
Wait, hold on. You never drink water?
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm with you. I'm very team I'm soda guy. I love me some soda. But I mix waters in with soda. Like
he said, he's not a child. Only children need water.
Mm-hmm.
When you go here,
I'm not sure lemonade color is the color you're striving for.
It's not a dark yellow.
Okay, that's when you're like,
no,
really bad off. Okay, all right.
What do you drink during the show? What do you got over there?
A lot of.
Oh, seltzer? Was that like a seltzer?
He's
not a
child.
Yeah,
he drinks
soda.
Yeah,
don't sleep.
Some sort of energy drink. Yeah.
Soda?
Soda, you're right. Sippy cups. But
now, Drab, I'm with you. Water sucks. It's boring. Mm-hmm. There's nothing great about it. But, I mean, your body needs it. Your body does need a certain amount of it.
I'm almost done my first 33.8 ounces today.
I just know if I haven't had enough, I just look and see if my fingers are pruny. If my fingers are a little bit pruny, need to drink more water. If my fingers are nice and supple and smooth, like they should be, I'm properly hydrated. They look
a little bit pruny
right
JP,
now.
JP, your boys at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, they've given us a few cases of water. I think we're down to the last three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Sized if they want to reload the boys. I mean, why wouldn't they want a little,
free advertisement?
Right.
Yeah.
Justin.
It's called added value.
Well, John.
I mean, these are great.
Hey, Cakes. Hey, speaking of finger.
Yeah.
I need to issue an apology to you.
Yeah, please. Oh, really? I like apologies, sure.
Do you remember how basically for an entire year we ridiculed Cakes? After bowling, because he had a thumb injury.
Yeah, he suffered nerve damage. It was traumatizing.
Yeah. He's the only person in the world who injures himself bowling.
Yep.
All right. And he couldn't feel his thumb for, I don't know, a year.
It was literally a year.
I haven't been able to feel my left index finger for 3 weeks.
I wasn't even putting your health malady in the mix, but please jump in.
I can't. It feels like my finger's asleep.
Yeah.
I can't feel my finger. I can't. You could bite my finger, and I wouldn't feel it. I've stuck a pin in my finger, everything, and I don't feel it.
Right.
And I basically have what Cakes had on his thumb, but in my left index finger.
You've suffered some sort of nerve damage on your finger. I've diagnosed it. Dr. Cakes.
I woke up. I thought like I slept on my hand.
Yeah.
Like it was underneath my head, and my hand was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't gone away for 3 weeks.
Mm.
And he asked me when I think it's going to be better. I told him Thanksgiving 2025. Because mine, now maybe a little bit less than that because you're younger. It's going to take time to regenerate those nerves.
Doesn't help with chipping.
Certainly doesn't help your short game.
So,
that's a lot.
No feeling. No feeling.
Just wait until you're
there's nothing I can do.
Wait until your thumb starts clicking out of nowhere. It just clicks down like a light switch and then clicks back up. Because that happened to me too. Weird stuff with my hands and fingers. I don't know what to tell you. Can't diagnose it.
Riveted, well, I see you guys.
No, I'm actually riveted because I've had the same thing happen to me. So I feel
you,
your pain.
Has it gotten or I don't any feel your better? Pain. Or no. It's getting worse.
No, hasn't gotten worse. Hasn't gotten better.
Yeah. I think you just have to wait it out.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah. Time thing.
Yeah, wait. You're going to be waiting for about a year. Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the Bills game again, the Bills-Niners game. Did you see that they were paying fans $20 an hour to clean off the seats?
Oh, they were.
I think they do that all the time.
They do it a lot. Before, yeah. But I couldn't believe when, I don't know if you guys watched any of the pregame, there was so much snow. Literally, you couldn't sit down in the stadium.
Right.
And they still played the game.
Right.
It's unbelievable that I think they're building a new stadium up there.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think they're putting a roof on it.
I don't think so either. But the fact that fans had to come in there with shovels and clean off the seats before they could sit is incredible to me. It's the NFL, and how do you get the stadium workers there? And 10 miles, did you hear Tirico talk about this? 10 miles away in downtown Buffalo, there wasn't one flake of snow. Mm-hmm. That's what the lake effect does.
Yeah.
And there was 30 inches 10 miles away. That blows my mind.
Well, that's the weirdest weather stadium in the league.
I don't understand it.
30 miles or 30 inches. It was like 10 miles.
Remember, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. We're dumb because we didn't get on this, and I'll never get over it. Remember the wind game that was also at the Buffalo Stadium, where it was like 40-mile-an-hour sustained winds throughout the entire game.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a 7-3 score at the end, maybe like 6-3. Like, you couldn't move the ball.
I remember the total was in the 20s.
You couldn't pass the ball.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh, we got a wind gust of 25 or 30. It was, those flags were blowing from start to finish.
Yeah. But, and I mean, just think about this.
We missed a great betting opportunity.
Just think about it. If it had 30 inches of snow in Arlington.
Yeah.
And in Reston, there's no snow.
Right.
Well, I mean, we don't have it to that extent, but there's oftentimes where you get more snow, like significantly more than we do.
Now, right, but you'll get some.
It's not 30 inches.
Yeah. All I know is it just blows my mind.
You have to be like a real, like, hardy soul to live up in Buffalo.
Oh, I get it.
To deal with those weather conditions. Because you're dealing with it every winter.
And those psychos in pregame were no shirts.
Yeah, they don't care. Well, they've drank 50 Labatts before they walk into the stadium. So,
I know.
Of course, they're going to look like that. All right, coming up next, we will hit the Skins, and then Neil Greenberg will join us coming up at 7:40. And later in the show, Brian Robinson from the Commanders, he'll join us at 9 a.m. here on the Junks.